good evening, good sir. Welcome to my inn. Please, come in, come in, come out of the weather. Oh, yes. The weather here in this forest tends to have a mind of its own. Yes, I hear that quite a lot. This forest has remained untouched for hundreds of years, and there are many legends that go along with it. It's often avoided by most hikers. But what of you? Why have you come to this forest? Ah, adventure. Well, it would seem that you have found your adventure. Yes, yes, it often gets dark quite quickly here. It usually catches most people off guard. That is actually why I set up my inn here, for those who are unfamiliar with the territory. Is that why you have come? Are you interested in a room for the evening? Please, I will be more than willing to accommodate you. We have single bedrooms, we have double bedrooms, and we have a very luxurious suite with a bathroom included. Oh, come now. You're filthy and you're tired. Why don't I give you a discount and offer you our luxurious suite for the night? No, no, I insist. Looking at you, it's clear that you haven't had a proper bath in days. Please, follow me. I'll show you to your room. Oh, yes. This place has been around for centuries, actually, handed down through my family. I am now the sole heir of this lovely abode, and I live here. And so I take care of it and the grounds myself. Oh, yes, it does get a little lonely, but I do meet all sorts of people that stumble into my inn. I hear many stories, and so it's quite fulfilling. I have no need of anything else in my life. Ah, here is your room. Please. Oh yes, this is our luxurious suite after all, and so the bed is quite large. And as you can see, we have a full bathroom available to you. Is there anything else you require? Not even a meal? Ha! Yes, I have actually made quite a large pot of soup today. It's expected to be a cold evening, so I was in the mood to make a very delicious soup. It's one of my favorites. Allow me to bring you a bowl and some warm tea. Why don't you use your bathroom to freshen up and wash the day from you? You can leave your clothes here. I will personally see to them and have them ready and pressed for you in the morning. And I will return with your dinner and some evening tea.
Sir, I have returned with your meal and your evening tea. May I enter?
Ah, thank you. You seem to be enjoying your room. How That was everything. Is there anything else you require? Please, come sit. Let me serve you. Ah, it is a vegetable soup made from the many flora grown right here in this forest. Oh, and the tea. It is brewed from some of the many plants and flowers in a field nearby. Oh, please, enjoy. Ah, I'm glad the soup is to your liking. Please, try the tea. It's exquisite. Oh, you must have been hungry. And parched. You've already finished. My goodness, an appetite you have. Would you like another cup of tea and bowl of soup? Why don't I help you to bed? Oh! Oh, sir, are you all right? You seem to be quite faint. Please, let me help you to bed. Here, let me help you out of your robes. Oh, there's no need to be shy, sir. You are not the first man I have looked upon. And you very well can't sleep in these robes. You might strangle yourself in the middle of the night. Here, lie down. You seem to be unwell. Not to worry. I'm sure you'll feel better by morning. Lay back and sleep. Drift into a world. All you will know is pleasure.
A spirit, a ghost. What I am does not matter. What matters is what I crave, what I desire. You think you can fight me? Please, you are but a lamb within the jaws of a wolf. You cannot resist me. You cannot escape me. Feel what I have to offer you. No, I will not release you until I have taken what I want, my prey. Your body responds to me, to my touch. Your hairs rise. Foolish human, you think you can escape me. You are mistaken. You are here, and you are mine. And I will satisfy what I desire. And you will be still. You are a gorgeous specimen. Your skin, your lips, your cock, your ass. Oh, you think you can keep part of you from me? You are mistaken. Feel the caress of my hands. Feel the grip of my tendrils. How your body responds. It responds with such delight and eagerness for more. Yet you tell me to stop. I will not stop. And your pleas annoy me. Be silent, prey. Yes. Suck, lick my tendril. Your body continues to respond. You are enjoying this. Such prey you are. A willing victim. Oh, the sounds you make in response to my touch. Foolish human, you think you can protect yourself from me. You think you can defend yourself from me? I have had enough of your foolishness. Be still! Feel my tendrils wrap around your legs, your arms, your body, your neck. I am not afraid to use force. You are my prey, and I will take from you what I want. Oh, I must admit Do as I say. Oh, that is excellent, my prey. As a reward, you may experience pleasure of your own. Feel my hands grip your body. Feel them tease your nipples. Slide down to your cock. Your hard cock. This hole. I said be still. You have no choice in this matter. I desire to be inside you. And I shall take what is mine. Feel my fingers tease your hole. Oh, your cock jumps at the sensation. Oh, you desire this. Why do you fight then? My own cock. Feel it around your opening. Oh, yes. Oh, scream all you want, pray. You cannot escape. No one will come to help you. No one is here. No one can hear you. Now, lift your legs. Oh, and feel me press into you. Fight me off. I will only take you harder. Feel every inch of my cock slide into you. Oh, gorgeous, delicious prey. Feel me. Feel my tendrils around your arms, your legs, your body, your neck, squeezing you, trapping you, my cock buried inside you. Oh, delicious. And your moans. Oh. And your cock remains stiff. You are enjoying this. still try to fight. Oh. Then I will just fuck you harder. Flesh human, you cannot deny your own desires.
Sir? Sir? Wake up. It's nearly mid-noon. Sir? You had slept so long, I was worried that the soup last night had made you ill. Are you feeling all right? What do you mean? I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid I don't understand. You ate your soup last night. You drank your tea. You appeared to have fallen ill. I helped you to your bed, removed your robes, and left you for the evening. No. No. There is no one else here. After I left you, I put away the food, I washed your clothes and pressed them for you, and then I went to bed. No, I never came to you last night. I'm sorry, sir, but I do not know. Perhaps you were dreaming.